ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Please be advised that a meeting of the Administrative and Operations Committee meeting of the Annuity and Pension Board of the Employees Retirement System has been scheduled for today, Wednesday, December 17th, 2025, at 9 a.m. We have six agenda items this morning. We'll go ahead and jump right into item number one, the internal audit report from CLA.
A roll call real quick?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. It's a roll call.
Mr. Christensen?
Here.
Mr. DeClean?
Here.
Mr. Helling?
Here.
Quorum?
Okay, and we need to go into closed session for item number one, the internal audit report from CLA.
Yes, because it highlights vulnerabilities.
Yep, so I will read the paragraph here. Please be advised that the A&O committee may vote to convene in closed session on the following item, 1.A, as provided in section 19.85, subsection 1, subsection D, to consider strategy for crime detection and prevention. The committee may then vote to reconvene in open session following the closed session. Roll call, Jim.
We just need a motion for closed session.
Can I get a motion for a closed session?
Justin will make the motion.
Bill will second.
Thank you.
And roll call, Mr. Christensen.
Aye.
Mr. DeClean.
Aye.
Mr. Helling.
Aye.
Quorum, and if you just say the time, please, I'll pause the recorder.
We have 9:02, 9:12 a.m. Are we good to go, Terry?
Yes, we are.
Okay, we're back in open session, 9:12 a.m. On to agenda item number two, the approval of the RFP for internal audit.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So it's that time again when we need to do an RFP as a fiduciary exercise for our internal audit and that function, which is, you just heard CLA, they're our current internal auditor. And it's good fiduciary practice to periodically review the retention of auditors, both financial and operational, which is what the internal audit really is an operational audit. And so we have the draft document before you, and for your discussion, review and discussion, and then of course if you find it suitable to recommend to the full board at the next meeting on Tuesday to approve this for issuance so that we can have a RFP in plenty of time for the renewal of our internal audit engagement. Mary, what is the expiration of our current?
The end of the year.
That's what I thought.
12/31.
Yeah, so we want to always leave the board plenty of time to consider these options. We don't ever want to put a gun to your head and say it has to be done in a month, because things happen. Both councils sometimes disagree with the terms of the contract, and sometimes it could take a while to negotiate contracts. So that's the tee up for discussion, if there is any.
Any questions on the RFP for the internal audits?
Mr. Chair.
Yep, go ahead, Bill.
Oh, just one question. Is there anything that's materially different from the previous RFP that was submitted for or was put out there for, I guess, last year's services?
No.
Okay.
That was going to be my question as well. So, any other questions? Not hearing any, I will put forth the motion to approve the RFP for the internal audit. Do I have a second?
This is Bill, I'll second.
Thank you, Bill. So item number two, approval of the RFP for internal audit is approved. On to item number three, approval of the RFQ for actuarial services.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. In a similar vein, although slightly different, we have, and I'll mention how different, there is a request for a quote for actuarial services. My view has always been that an actuarial vendor is strategic relationship. And there's a lot of potential expense and risk associated with changing actuaries. You really don't know what you get until you've gone through a cycle. And then, you know, it may be difficult to reverse it. However, as fiduciaries, we do have an obligation and also under the Internal Revenue Code to pay nothing more than the reasonable cost of services for any vendor services. And my view on this has always been that reasonableness is determined by fair market value. And so that's why we would propose doing a request for a quotation from various firms, and we'll see if you approve this, you know, what comes in. Certainly, we've had conversations with Kevin McDonald, and they're interested in submitting a quote. And it's a good exercise just to keep them honest, if I can quote-unquote refer to it that way, to make sure we're getting competitive pricing. So does anybody have any questions about this? Or comments or observations?
When was the last time this went out for a quote?
Well, see, Mary, go ahead. You're about to say something.
I was just going to say that the last term of the contract.
Right. The contract is up for renewal at the end of next year. And so it's just a good fiduciary practice to, you know, review the pricing every time the contract comes up for renewal. We have an option to extend.
No, we don't.
Not on this one?
We already took our
We took that, okay. So we have an opportunity certainly to you know, lock in pricing, and hopefully we would consider a multi-year agreement given that inflation is, you know, it's not the low inflationary environment anymore. And so that'll be reflected, I'm sure, in the bids when they come in.
All right, thank you, Jerry. Any other questions?
Mr. Chair, one quick question. This is kind of a maybe a minor point, but on the scope of services, it mentions one appearance each year before the board and before the Finance and Personnel Committee as required to present the annual evaluation. That doesn't preclude them from appearing on other matters that aren't just to present the annual evaluation. I know that sometimes they're asked to appear as part of the annual budget presentation to the Finance Personnel Committee or others. I just want to make sure that that's
That's correct. This is a sort of a minimum standard, and all of our actuaries, both Kavanaugh, McDonald, and then Buck Consulting before Kavanaugh, we had Buck for many, many years, always would come to before the F&P at the budget hearing time. And this is merely a sort of minimum requirement for them.
Okay, so it's sort of understood it would be as needed as circumstances arise as well.
Correct.
Right. It has to do with pricing. The price of that one meeting would be included in their base price.
Right.
And additional meetings would be at the hourly fee.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for those clarifications. Any other questions? All right, hearing any, do I have a motion for the approval of the RFQ for actuarial services?
This is Justin. I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Justin.
And a second.
Thank you, Bill. Item number three, or agenda item number three is approved. On to item number four, IT projects portfolio. Take it away, Jeff.
Good morning. Once Terry brings up the, there we are. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to you all. So this is the ongoing and new list of bullet points for what we're working on in IT. The majority of them are standard upgrades that have become available and standard looking at things to make sure that we're where we need to be as far as status and posture. I would point out a couple of them, the network redesign we've talked about before. We've actually made some really good progress on that and have installed equipment in our production environment, and we are seeing significant improvements in performance as we expected. So those are all coming to fruition. And even as we speak, we have a team up in Madison doing our recovery data center right now. So they will finish that today, and we'll see some improvements there as well. The other thing I would point out is the Struts upgrade and modernize Mayor's website. So that's been ongoing literally for a couple of years now, and it was a pretty big project. Basically, we have rewritten the user interface into Merit's and taken into consideration a lot of suggestions from the staff, and with the menuing and the way that you move around inside the application. So we're going to actually deploy that on the 20th of this month, so this coming weekend. And I'm expecting that to be a good satisfaction type of thing for the staff, because we took their suggestions into account when we did this. That's all I need to say about that one, I guess, until we're done with it. Any questions on this slide?
Yeah, Jeff, this is Jerry. The one thing that's not noted on here that I wanted to highlight for the trustees is that we have an ongoing monitoring and actually testing of potential AI applications in the agency. Jeff has a server set aside that's not on the cloud, as he mentioned before. None of our servers are tied into the cloud, where we have an AI application, and we continue to play with it and test it and see how it works. And of course, this is a rapidly developing area, and we're I'm leaving shortly to go into retirement, but I know that my successor, Patrick McLean, is also very interested in keeping up to date with monitoring developments so that we could potentially improve our operation and make it more efficient. Do you have any comments about AI at this point, Jeff?
No, Jared, I would just embellish a couple of the points you made. We are being very selective about how we deploy it, because we are very cognizant of how easy it is to put data out on the open world, open internet, that we don't want out there. So we're very cognizant of that. We're keeping it in-house. It does cause, it doesn't give you all the full flavor of AI because we're doing that. One of the strengths of AI is its ability to tap into data that is worldwide, and we're not allowing it to happen that way because we want to be sure that the data we have is not going to be exfiltrated to the world. So it's we're still in progress, as Jerry said. We're letting people play with it, see what it can and cannot do, and hopefully here sometime this spring we'll have an idea of where we want to go with all this.
Thank you, Jeff.
Excellent. So that's sounding like a broken record every meeting, yeah. But green is good. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Any other questions?
All right, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeff. That wraps up agenda number 4, the IT projects portfolio. We're going to item number 5, ERS 2025-2026 Insurance Program Report.
Thank you,
Jerry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a summary that we obtained from Hayes. Mary brought it to me. We thought it would be worth reporting to the board on. It's a summary of the insurance renewals that have been recently completed. Fiduciary coverage was, took effect on November 1, and the property and casualty coverages that we have, they took effect on December 1st. And this kind of shows the stack of coverages we have for fiduciary coverage and the other separate type coverages and the premium cost for each one. Of course, the fiduciary coverage is the largest, the most expensive coverage, because the risk is the highest, actually. And the coverage levels are the most extensive as well. So we just thought that this would be a nice report for the board to see about how we're, covered. And I don't believe we have anybody from Hayes here for this, do we, Mary?
No.
No. So if you have any questions about this or comments, Mary and I will be happy to respond to them.
Any questions from the board members? And these are just, these go out for like bids as well every 2 years and contracts and all that?
Well, actually every year, as you may recall, Tim, we had Hayes companies in every year. They review our contracts to make sure we have the latest and greatest terms. terms that makes sense for us, and then, of course, pricing is evaluated on an annual basis as well. And the results from the marketing this year, as they have been in the past few years, have been quite favorable. Hayes did give a presentation, as I recall, earlier in the fall for the renewals. But this is an annual exercise.
Okay. All right, any other questions? Not hearing any, hold on to our last item agenda. Number 6, organizational and personnel update. Looks like we're just looking to fill the benefit services coordinator.
Yes, Melody or Katrina, are you one of you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line, Jerry.
Thank you.
You're right. We are looking to fill the benefit service coordinator position. This position is vacant because the previous incumbent was promoted.
Right. So that's going to create another opening, right, Melody?
Yes, it will.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so this is what I call a daisy chain. It's a little bit like when I worked for the Northwestern Railroad. We had a tragic event. Our president died, and there were a whole chain of promotions, and they hired a baggage clerk at the end. That's kind of how it works. So, but that's a good thing for opportunity for promotion, and it helps with morale internally as well.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. Any other questions from any board members or staff? If not, happy holidays to everyone. Well, we'll see you guys next Tuesday for the full board meeting, and I'll take a motion to adjourn.
This is Bill. I'll make that motion.
Justin, Bill. And thank you, Justin. See you guys Tuesday.
Thank you.
Take care.
See you, Jim. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.